Central Forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid debate over the Agnipat scheme, the Central Forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of Central Forces, such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal, said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Director General CISF Neena Singh has said, the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting ex-Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. Talking to media, she said CISF has also made all arrangements in this regard. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested Rakesh Ranjan, alias Rocky, who is believed to be the kingpin in the NEET paper leak case. He has been sent to the CBI's custody for 10 days. Rocky is also linked to another key figure in this racket, Sanjeev Mukhiya, who has been involved in this scam for 2 decades and is on the run. The arrest of Ranjan or Rocky could help CBI wide open the NEET paper leak case. The probe agency has so far arrested over a dozen people, including the principal and vice principal of a school in Jharkhand's Hazaribagh. The central government has set up a single-member committee to investigate the candidature claims and other details of Pooja Khedkar, a probationary IAS officer who recently embroiled in controversy over alleged misuse of power as a civil servant. Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions has announced that the committee, headed by an additional secretary-level officer, will submit its findings within 2 weeks. This inquiry comes in the wake of allegations surrounding Ms. Khedkar's conduct and qualifications. Pooja sparked a controversy after she used her private Audi car with a red-blue beacon light and a VIP number plate. She allegedly demanded facilities not typically available to probationary officers. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has awarded 7 new projects to industries under the Technology Development Fund scheme for various requirements of the armed forces and aerospace and defence sectors. Defence Ministry said these project sanctions are a testimony to the continuing endeavour of DRDO in nurturing industries, especially MSMEs and startups in defence and aerospace domains. Chief economic commentator at an English daily, Financial Times, Martin Wolf, has estimated India to be a superpower by 2047. In a newspaper column, the London-based economist, Mr. Wolf, said, with 4 times more population, India will match the economic output of the US by 2047. He said if India's GDP were to grow even at 5% a year by 2047 and US GDP were to grow at 2.3%, India's economy would equal that of the US in purchasing power parity terms. Char Dham Yatra pilgrims can now create their Ayushman Bharat Health Account or ABHA on the eSwasthya Dham portal. The Uttarakhand government's Department of Health and Family Welfare has launched the portal called eSwasthya Dham. The portal helps in monitoring the Char Dham Yatra pilgrims' health parameters. Union Health Ministry said in a release that pilgrims can easily create their ABHA 14-digit number at the eSwasthya Dham portal in a couple of minutes. The NATO has accused China of playing a role of decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. This marks a significant escalation in the alliance's stance on Beijing and its systematic challenges to global security. At a summit hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington, the 32-member alliance issued a joint declaration condemning China as a decisive enabler of Russia's aggression. In tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji and his partner Gonzalo Escobar of Ecuador have advanced to the men's doubles semifinals at the Braunschweig Challenger, also known as Bravo Open, in Germany last evening. They defeated the pair of Marcelo Domelino of Brazil and Guillermo Duran of Argentina in straight sets 6-4, 6-2. And in cricket, England all-rounder and skipper Ben Stokes has reached the milestone of taking 200 test wickets. He's the only third player in the history of the game to achieve the double of 200 wickets and 6,000 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.